beautiful lights. I am your host, Kimberly Barrett. Welcome to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet. I am a psychic medium, quantum energy healer, and intuitive coach here to help you experience light and love. On this show, I will help you tap into your personal power and shift your energy so you can step into your life's purpose and manifest your dreams. I believe that love is not a verb, it is a state of being. Stay with me for the next hour and unlock the quantum energy gifts that are already in you. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show starting now. Hi, beautiful lights out there. My name is Kimberly Barrett. I am so grateful to be on tonight hosting the Sharing Love and Light Show, Consciousness and Vibration on the Planet, on the air on Transformation Talk Radio. We are here every first and third Thursday of the month on transformationtalkradio.com and also on Facebook Live. And you can watch any of the replays on the transformationtalkradio.com. So welcome to all of you beautiful lights out there who are listening. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or on a replay on YouTube, please feel free to type in a comment. Let me know that you are here. It's always so nice to know that people are out there listening. And remember to like and subscribe. Transformation Talk Radio is really awesome. So I will be doing some channeled messages tonight. That's what came to me on what to do for this particular episode. And we will be opening up the phone lines for questions and messages. So if you have any questions and you want me to channel some answers in and bring some messages in, I will do my best to step out of the way, be a clear channel, and bring in messages for you. So I am going to be doing channel messages first before we get into the open phone lines about this business of being a spiritual being. I'm loving this topic, and I think my guides are too. Being this spiritual being and yet having this human experience. So I don't know about any of y'all out there. It has been such an interesting trip and such an interesting ride in the past few months for me. I don't know about you all. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world. And for me, because my primary purpose and what I have been guided to is to really like stay in love energy, share love energy, and share light. And I think sometimes people get confused when I say love and light, because love is the divine love energy. It is the energy of absolutely everything. When we talk about like the Tao or, you know, God being omnipresent or, you know, this infinite unlimited energy, if you study quantum physics and you're on a different type of spiritual path, we are completely made of this energy. And from my understanding, for me, is that energy is like a divine, unconditional love type of energy. and it's difficult to find words for, is what I'm telling my guides right now, because they're showing me this energy and they're helping me feel this energy. And I'm like, how do I describe that? Because human words just cannot match what that is for us. And we are currently living in this human experience. And, you know, my understanding, and I'm going to share straight from my heart and straight from just what comes through me. Take what you like, leave the rest. If it resonates with you, that's beautiful. Keep listening. If not, you know, you can always come back to another channel, because Transformation Talk Radio has a whole bunch of beautiful hosts on here and a whole lot of amazing information that I also listen to. So anyway, back to the channeling. My guides are telling me to talk about sort of like, you know, we are on this planet Earth, And we're in this galaxy they call the Milky Way galaxy. And from my understanding, there's a lot of other galaxies. The way that this particular galaxy is set up is that we have duality and we have the ability to come into form. You know, so absolutely on this human planet that we are currently on, whether, you know, and I have a lot of fun terms for it. I call it welcome to planet Earth school, you know, and you're going to come into planet Earth school and you are going to forget everything that you knew before you came in to planet Earth school. And you're going to come in and have to, you know, you're in this veil of forgetting and you have forgotten that you are energy. You have forgotten that you are spirit. You have forgotten that you are this powerful being. And you come in wanting to experience being a human being. That is like the purpose of coming into Earth School is you're going to experience, you're going to be experiencing through your five senses or maybe four senses or maybe even three senses as Helen Keller did. We have these senses that are outward that we're going to experience things with. We are also going to experience through thoughts that we have. We're going to develop thoughts and we're going to have these like cognitive abilities and we go through these developmental stages as humans in this ability to intellect and think and it's so wide and varied and different for everybody. and there's similarities for some of us. This is the channeling that's coming in. I didn't even need to take my three breaths, you guys. It just kind of started coming in. So I'm going to take one deep breath to ground and one deep breath to keep the vibration high. And what they're showing me as this channeling is coming in is that we've come into this Earth school. And this Earth school is a very interesting place. It is a place of duality. It is a place of contrast. And it is a place of, like I was just talking about, we're also going to have these feelings, these human like emotions and feelings. We're supposed to apparently experience these different feelings and these different experiences that we have. And I love studying the Buddhist path on it because the way it was expressed that I learned through Tara Brach as she was doing her teachings on the Eightfold Path is the 10,000 joys and the 10,000 sorrows, right? And so we've come here to experience life. Add on to that, that idea that, you know, this isn't our first life, that, you know, many of us have been human and had many different human lives over and over again. So like a lot of different human lives. So we've developed this thing called karma. And in my like simple, clear understanding of karma is cause and effect. And there's a lot more to it energetically and spiritually. I also understand that we're going into a new energy and a new consciousness on the planet where you can actually clear your karma. And I know that from hitting my bottom and doing a lot of spiritual work, when I started making amends and I started cleaning up my side of the street and really like taking 100% responsibility for myself and my thoughts and my actions and my words and things like that, then I started shifting out of some of my old karmas just by doing that. Now I have discovered that there's also energy work that you can do that you can clear out karma and you can release it. So what's the challenging part to that is this business of being human. Because what happens is, in order for me, so I'll talk from my experience as I'm channeling this information in, they're like, tell them your story stuff. For me, something needs to come up. And what comes up for me is an example of a karmic relationship is I'm relating to that person and something gets triggered and comes up for me. And then I need to look into that and see, you know, what needs to be cleared and what needs to stay. And, you know, I've even seen past life regressionists where they've helped me clear, you know, that kind of stuff out. So my guides are coming back to a topic around this business of being human. So you're going to have human feelings. You're going to have human, you know, like feelings and emotions, human thoughts. You're going to be interacting with other humans who are in their stories and they're living in their sort of earth school. and we're in this kind of like energy soup together. Now, I was listening to a woman. Her name is Mandy Morris. She's written a couple of books. One is about to come out. And she is an amazing, like, manifesting coach, just motivational, spiritual energy. And she was talking about us being in this energy soup and how, you know, we can, it's that butterfly effect, right? That we can be affected by the energies that are going on around us. And at the same time, we can, being spiritual beings, we can choose to, you know, decide, is that mine or is that not mine? Do I need to put my energy attention there or can I put it somewhere else? I can even choose to clear my aura and clear my energy so that I can then create a different experience. And I did that recently, where I saw where my thoughts went that created my current reality. And I was like, oh no, I'm thinking of when I watch those little Tic Tacs and they go, oh no, oh no, you know, and I'm looking back on my experience and I'm like, yeah, I had those thoughts and feelings and I dwelled on some of them and look what's happening now. And that's not to scare people. It's that when you get in a certain vibration, you're starting to manifest quickly. and that last little tidbit that we are always manifesting, it's just, am I doing it on purpose? Or is all of my subconscious and, you know, not paying attention stuff actually creating my reality? So I'm going to stop there for a moment. I absolutely love that, you know, I have people that listen to my show. They tell me that they really enjoy a lot of it. So if you are listening, we are going to be opening up the phone lines. I will continue to talk about this topic and I will take phone calls. If you all are out there, I will take my deep breath and be happy to kind of channel in the answers that come to me through, you know, the spiritual guidance that I'm getting. So I am going to take a quick break. And when we get back, we will talk a little bit more about this business of, you know, having this human experience and being these spiritual beings and also bringing in some of these channeled messages that are coming in. So
do your ADHD tendencies get in the way of you doing what you intend to? Traditional strategies for getting things done may not work for you. You need solutions tailored for your unique brain. In Bonnie Minku's training membership program, Productivity Pathfinder, learn ADHD self-mastery step by step at your own pace in a supportive community with live online options each week. Learn more about Productivity Pathfinder at thrivewithadd.com.
Are limitations holding you back from living a powerful and authentic life? Are you able to see yourself and others through a lens of empathy and compassion? Tune into Awaken Your Truth with me, Ritika Rose, to discover how to free your mind, heal your life, and embody your power. Second and fourth Thursdays at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, YouTube, and across all podcast stations. I'm on a mission to inspire a shift in you, so together we can collectively heal the world. To learn more about me, visit RitikaRose.com.
Start shifting possibilities into probabilities with Colette Marie Steffen through her Energetic Upgrade online programs and personal consultations. Colette is a leading expert in the field of quantum energetic transformation. Are you ready to get your shift together? Book a 45-minute energetic upgrade session with Colette and check out all the energetic upgrade programs at thetruthisfunny.com.
Heaven on Earth, your online school of divinity, building your inner coach as you lay down your foundation in the new earth with you as the authority. Take action now. The number one challenge people face every day is the negative voice in their head. We work each day to turn negatives into positives. It's all a matter of perception. Our challenge at this time is to remain intensely positive and focused, creating the world we wish to live in. Wake up on purpose with Cornelia's daily online positive messages guiding us in the new paradigm. Raise yourself into happiness and inner peace daily. Elevate your personal frequency, free from negativity, and reprogram yourself step by step, shifting your energy patterns with positive repetition, daily building your new earth with someone you trust. All the heavy lifting has been done for you. Wake up happy with Cornelia Stephanie, VIP.com. Try free for 7 days now.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you are watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube, feel free to type in a comment and let me know that you are here. Before I get back into the channeling, if you would like to get in contact with me or find out more about what I offer, you can go to my website. It is sharingloveandlightshow.com. Also, I am doing my offerings, which are 20% off coaching, readings, healings, and Blue Star Energy activations to all of my Sharing Love and Light listeners. Just use the code 20%. You'll notice on some of those that there are some payment plans, particularly Blue Star. You can still use the 20% on the payment plan. So anyway, back to channeling. I am really enjoying this channeling. And give me just a second while I get a little tidbit here. Okay, so coming back. They're talking about what it's like being this spiritual being and where you came from. So that's the guidance coming in, is to remember that you have come from this like source energy. And this source energy is like a really super high love, divine love kind of vibration. And when we were in that place, we didn't have form. There was no form. There might not have even been any thought for all I know, but they're showing me no form. And that it's something that it's difficult for humans to wrap their mind around unless they've already gone into the fifth dimensional consciousness. If you're listening to this and you have that fifth dimensional consciousness, they're talking about when you get all the way up to that level of oneness and you are without body and it is just energy. In that place, it is infinite, unlimited energy. It's infinite, unlimited potential. It's infinite, unlimited, and, you know, like loving vibration. It's a beautiful, joyful type of vibration. And this is who we really, really are. And then we come through this veil of forgetting to have this human experience. And it's like we spend the rest of our lives having spiritual awakenings. And what they're showing me is, you know, we start to learn a consciousness that has been here on this planet. And, you know, it was created, it's there, and it's like a victim consciousness. And so one of the levels of consciousness that we can be in that we can fall in at any time as a human is that victim consciousness. And they're showing me that triangle from psychology where they talk about like the victim, persecutor, rescuer consciousness. And it's not saying that those things, you know, aren't real in your reality of this human school that you're in. What they're showing is that when you're in that victim consciousness, you can either be victim, persecutor, or rescuer. And that those are all like the energies that you're playing in when you're in that third dimensional consciousness. And it's the consciousness, because a lot of the human things stay the same. So when you're going in that consciousness, right, that is pretty normal for humans. Many of us have been trained into it. The offering from my angels and some of my other celestial guides is to be really super gentle with yourselves and very compassionate around when you do find yourself in any type of like victim consciousness, or if you found yourself playing persecutor role, or if you fell into rescuer role, you know, which I do often, is that like rescuer type of thing. And so recognizing that these are consciousnesses that we can get caught up in. And when we start to increase our awareness, and we're increasing our awareness from a place of like being in our core and being able to see from like an observer viewpoint our lives, we can start to notice the thoughts and notice the emotions. And the words that my guides are using are being in the world, but not of the world. So I'm being in this world and I'm playing this game, or I'm in this earth school having my final exam, you know. I feel like I'm having my like PhD dissertation a lot of the time. So it's like, you know, here I am in this master level school of learning, and it's not always comfortable. There's stuff that comes up and we start to notice it. And when I'm in that other 3D consciousness, then I notice different patterns of thoughts, and I can notice different core beliefs that come up that really don't serve a higher consciousness. If I want to go into a higher level of consciousness, which is coming from like compassion and love and understanding 100% responsibility for myself, do no harm and those type of things. When I want to be in these higher levels of consciousness, and I'm seeing like a higher level of consciousness in the way that my guides are bringing it in tonight, there's a lot of other ways to look at it, but the way that they're bringing it in tonight, that higher level of consciousness is really seeing, they're showing it to me and I'm trying to find the words for it. It's really being able to take 100% responsibility for everything that happens in my life with zero guilt, shame, or blame. And remembering that I am this spiritual being. I am this energy being. And coming into, you know, I was with a woman that was helping a lot of people in a certain mode of therapy that was helping them get past their trauma and get past their addictions and actually tap into what she called their core self. And when we can do meditation, or in this case, you know, they help people by, you know, doing this certain modality to help them get to their core self and really like step aside from all of the thoughts and feelings and patterns and all that stuff that's blocking us from being able to be with that core self. When we're in that core self, we're in that love and light. We're in the authentic self of you. That doesn't mean I'm not going to have feelings and I'm not going to get my feelings hurt, or, you know, it's just, I'm going to respond so differently if I'm in a higher level of consciousness. And I think one of the examples they're showing was when someone was cussing me out, when I was in the victim consciousness, what would happen is I would get triggered and then I would start cussing back. And then doors would slam and feelings would get big time hurt. I mean, things would come flying out of our mouths and it just would get really ugly. And then we would both be like really in these lower consciousnesses. And it's like a lot of blame and shame and guilt and right? And depression and anxiety. And when I was in a higher consciousness and experienced that similar thing where someone was coming at me and they were, you know, like cussing me out or coming at me really negative, in the higher consciousness, and they're showing this example, in that higher consciousness, I didn't have any buttons to push. I was seeing the truth of what that person was really saying underneath of everything, whatever their fear was or their, you know, what the truth was underneath of all the anger that was coming. And knowing that it has nothing to do with me, and it has everything to do with that other person and where they are and what they're perceiving. And that when I'm in that anger, it has everything to do with where I am and my perception and what I'm perceiving. And so being able to be that consciously aware and that mindful when I'm interacting with others. And I'm channeling this in you all, so I can tell you that I fall short often. So if you're listening to this and we fall into the third dimensional victim consciousness versus being in this like higher consciousness that is way more mindfully aware, more compassionate, you know, really able to stay present in the moment, those type of things. I get you. I feel you. So we're going to take another break. I'm going to let you know we have opened up the phone lines. It's 1-800-930-2819. So that number again, 1-800-930-2819. So if you do want to call in, please feel free to call in with your questions, and we'll see what my guides bring through for you. Otherwise, I'm going to continue to channel because I am just stepping aside and letting them come in. So I'll see you soon.
Introducing The Brilliant Black Man Show with Melissa Johnson. Tune in as Melissa shares the stories of successful black men across the country. This show is designed to change the narrative of how black men are portrayed in the world. The show will highlight their brilliance and how they are making a difference in their family, community, boardroom, and the world. For more information on the show, visit wildministriesllc.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your light shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield. Every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corrine and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorrineBierfeld.com.
Feeling stuck? Journey into a new exciting reality today. Join Coach Christine Clark as she helps you forge the life you desire through processes that shape, hone, refine, elasticize, and transform you. Go beyond the curve and call in your unique destiny. Tune into the show, Forging a Life, live every fourth Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Christine, visit SunglowTransformation.com.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You are listening to the Sharing Love and Light show with me, Kimberly Barrett. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube, please, please put in a comment. Let me know you're here and don't forget to like and subscribe. Also, before we get back to the channeling, I want to remind you, you can reach me through my website, sharingloveandlightshow.com. I have a ton of classes going on. If you want to unlock your intuition, if you want to learn how to be a medium and learn how to be evidential in your mediumship, or if you want to be activated into Blue Star, go check out my website. I'm also currently offering 20% off of my coaching, readings, healings, and Blue Star energy activations to all my Sharing Love and Light listeners. Just use the code 20PERCENT, so 20%. So coming back in, my guides have been channeling. Again, I'm letting you all know that the phone lines are open. If people are out there and they want to call in, I'm happy to just continue channeling. I'm really enjoying the energy that's coming in. It's very, very light, very, very loving. I can sense that I have a lot of my angels, and I lovingly call them my Starfleet, but they're my celestial beings that are my guides that are coming in. And I'm being told also Kuan Yin has joined us. And I love when she comes in because she is that beautiful mercy and love and unconditional and those type of things. And also I have some Magdalene energy. So Mary of Magdala, I call him Yeshua. Many of you call him Jesus. And Mother Mary have all stepped in. And I think because the channeling is shifting to, you know, especially that Magdalene crowd, because they really came in during, you know, they incarnated as humans during a time of, you know, it was pretty ugly during Roman times for the Essens and for a lot of the others that were there at that time. And they're bringing in this beautiful message of like, you've got this, you all, you've got this. And what they mean is rely on your spirit, rely on the spiritual help that's there for you. I know I did an episode with Susan Dyer, and a lot of the other people that I have brought on have talked about, we have this spiritual support. I'm a big fan of Wayne Dyer, and he would talk all the time about this huge spiritual support. One of the, I'm going to butcher his quote. I'm going to say it my way. His quote is, you know, if you knew who walked with you on this earth, you would never feel alone. And you would not be afraid, and you would not doubt if you knew the support that you have from the other side. And that's a lot of what this channeling is about. You might not call them angels. You might not call them, you know, the things that I've, you know, kind of given little terms to. It's your belief system. Know that when you pray and when you set your intention and when you're really asking for help, the help is there. And they're showing me that one of the things that happens, and they want me to tell this story that's been told before, and it's the story of the guy who was in the house and the flood is coming. And the police officer shows up at the door and he says, you know, it's really starting to flood. You probably want to get in the car now before it really starts to rise. You know, we're not sure if we're going to be able to get you out of here. And the man says to him, you know, I'm praying, you know, and I know that God is going to help me, right? So then the fire truck shows up and is like, you know what, we're gonna take you. We've got this big fire truck. We can take you along. And I think an ambulance showed up and then a fire truck. I'm like butchering the story. But anyway, each time like the ambulance showed up and he said, I'm praying. I know God's gonna, you know, perform a miracle. And then the fire truck shows up and God and the guy is like, I'm praying. I know that God's gonna bring me a miracle. I'm going to keep praying. And then he's up on the roof and this like boat comes by and says, you know, hey, here's the boat, get in. It's your last chance. You're going to drown. Right. And he says, I'm praying for a miracle. I'm waiting to see my miracle. And then as he was drowning, he was like, God, why am I drowning? Right. And this is just typical of me. So it makes me laugh every time I tell this story. So here's this guy drowning and he goes, God, I've been asking you for a miracle. And God's like, I sent you a police officer. I sent you an ambulance, a fire truck, and a boat. You know, like I'm giving you answers. Are you looking for the miracle? Are you looking to see? Are you taking the actions? You know, when it shows up, are you saying yes? You know, it might not be the way that I want it to show up. Am I saying yes to whatever that is showing up for me? And they're showing us that as like, these are like our lessons. You know, I had another one that was really interesting and it was a great lesson for me. And so they want me to bring in this message as well. So I'm gonna channel this one in there. And I've been doing mental channeling, just to let you all know. I'm also going to do a channeling course, by the way, but I'm doing mental channeling, which is where they're giving me the information and then I'm sharing it from me. And they keep wanting me to go in and like let go and let them like speak about me in third person. And I keep telling my guides that the reason why I'm staying this way is so that I don't miss my cue for our breaks. So they're really wanting me to tell you this story that, and they're showing me this incident that happened. I will close my eyes for a little bit. So basically what happened was I started, you know, I had all these beautiful things going on and I like moved into an apartment that just feels really good to me. And my cats are getting along and we have like this outside together in this courtyard and we're loving life and things are going well. And, you know, all this stuff is going really well in life. And I'm starting to go up to my ceiling or my, what Gay Hendricks calls upper limit. So Gay Hendricks, just so you know, is a best-selling author and teacher, mentor about, you know, consciousness and becoming conscious and living consciously and mindful and surrender and all that stuff. And so Gay Hendricks talks about, you know, I think he's been a coach to a lot of people. And he talks about when you hit this like upper limit. And Mandy Morris, the other coach that I love, talks about that same upper limit as the ceiling, you know? And so I hit my ceiling of how happy and how joyful and how much really good stuff I can bring into my life. And what Gay Hendricks talks about is then we have our things that we do that bring our vibration back down so that we stay under our upper limit. We stay in our basement. We're not going to rise above that ceiling. And so the beautiful thing is, in his book and in a lot of Manny Morris's teaching, is that you can break through that upper limit. And it comes from that conscious awareness. So I feel like I caught it a little bit late, only I caught it sooner than I did the last time that this happened. And so I'm like working through breaking through that upper limit. And that is identifying the excessive worrying and not allowing it to play. You know, that I am actually asking my guides to release the fear. Being in awareness of things. So one example is I went into this like super high vibration with a friend of mine. We're both coaches and we hung out together and we got in this like super high vibration. And then I got bit by a dog and my favorite bifocals broke and things like that. And I looked at it and I was like, what is going on here? So I sought counsel with, you know, you guys have met him if you've watched my show. If you haven't, it's one of the first episodes. My friend, David Arms, who teaches holistic wellness alignment. And I asked him, you know, what happened there? And he said, lesson. And when I looked back on it, I was like, there's that upper limit thing again that will create sickness or we'll pick fights with our partners or, you know, whatever it is. And it's yet again another moment where it's like, okay, now it wasn't that bad. It's healing beautifully, you know, not a big deal. And I handled it very, very well as far as staying conscious throughout the whole thing. My friend handled it really well. And it really wasn't that bad. He's a puppy and he's huge. So, you know, I don't think he really meant malicious intent. But I had to look into it and be like, what's really going on here? And that's where I am so grateful to be able to come into higher vibrations. And then also one of the things that Mandy Morris just taught was about really checking your vibration temperature each day and like throughout the day. And what I noticed was I had gotten into this kind of negative vibration. And what came of it is I discovered that there was still some healing to do. So if there's any of you out there that, you know, are healing from different things, I had, you know, some more traumas from when I was like 3 or 5 that were coming up. Because I had done a lot of healing on this stuff and now my body was ready to release it. And I was getting all these signs around, it's time to release this. It's time to let it go. And this will resonate with some of you. If it doesn't resonate with you, hang in there, right? And check out some of the people I've been talking about, like, you know, read some of Gay Hendricks's books about consciousness. You know, maybe check out some of Mandy Morris's stuff about manifesting and energy. Check out, you know, David Arms' holistic wellness alignment. Check out, I've talked about Abraham Hicks and things like that, that we are infinite, unlimited energy projecting out into an infinite, unlimited environment. And everything that's happening outside of us is happening so that we can learn from it. We can experience it. We can take those lessons forward with us once we've learned from it. And it's like a spiral staircase for me. So when we get back, I'll talk a little bit more about the spiral staircase and, you know, trying to stay in this spiritual experience rather than getting overly caught up in the human experience. So I will be back soon.
Mm-hmm. Life can be demanding, and you may feel like you're constantly on the go, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
We remember a time when you could simply form a thought and it would manifest. The harmony was forgotten, but it is returning now. The Power of Inspiration and Awakening Radio with Julia Griffin on TransformationTalkRadio.com each second and fourth Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific will take you on adventures through the heart and spirit, exploring who we once were. This intuitive healer studied under the guidance of wolves, learning from their wisdom to master a higher frequency for a new state of mind. Visit OneTrueSelf.com.
As different layers of consciousness unfold in each show, you won't want to miss a second of this. Make sure to tune in to Transmutation Time, Energetic Alchemy for an Amazing Life, every month with Kelly Kay on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Kelly and the show, visit www.enlightenedmedicine.com. You have the power to turn trauma into transcendence. Come bring your shadow into the light so you can begin to truly heal and grow today.
Are you feeling lost in this journey we call life? When you awaken the truth of your patterns, limitations, and beliefs, you can start to heal relationship with yourself, others, and your circumstances. I'm Ritika Rose, life coach, author, and speaker. My mission is to help you align with your most powerful, authentic self and transform how you experience your inner and outer world. Find the confidence and peace to live the highest version of your life. Visit RitikaRose.com.
Welcome back, beautiful lights. You're listening to the Sharing Love and Light Show with me, Kimberly Barrett. I have been letting go and just mental channeling in a whole bunch of information. I'm really excited about it. If you're watching this on Facebook Live or YouTube, please feel free to type in a comment. Let me know that you were here and don't forget to like and subscribe. Before we get back to the channeling, I'm letting you know I can be reached through my website, Sharing Love and Light Show. I do have a lot of classes coming up, so go check it out. I am currently offering 20% off coaching, readings, healings, and Blue Star Energy activations to all my Sharing Love and Light listeners. Use the code 20%. So we've been channeling. I'm letting you all know if you're listening and you want to, you are welcome to call in. It's 1-800-930-2819 and ask questions, make comments, whatever it is that you want to do. I'm going to continue channeling. They're bringing us to the spiral staircase and they're just showing me this spiral clairvoyantly. I don't get clairvoyance that often, so it's really fun for me. And the reason they're showing the spiral staircase, my friend has one of these in her house and a couple in her parents' house where you walk up the spiral. And what happens is as you're going up, then it feels like you're going back down. And then you go up and it feels like you're kind of going back down. And that's that spiral staircase. And what they want to remind everyone in this game of life that we're playing is you're like on this spiral staircase. So you might have like hit this bottom in learning this lesson here and you learned some lessons. So bring those lessons that you learned with you as you go up the staircase. And then as you might do a repeat of something, or you might have, you know, like another lesson coming in, you can pick up what you've learned before. So you're not at that rock bottom. It always gives me gratitude and appreciation when I think about 24 years ago compared to today. And let me tell you, everything going on in my life today, and there are some things, you all, I'm not going to cuss, but they could use a couple of cuss words, that I'm facing and really having to look at and like let go of victim mentality and take 100% responsibility, which can be really challenging when you're taking 100% responsibility. And sometimes that hurts when I'm looking at that. And then my other guides step in and they're like, don't be hard on yourself. You want to look and take 100% responsibility. You also want to let go of guilt, shame, and blame even toward yourself. So that sort of like self-compassion needs to come in. And then you learn lessons, and then you can bring those lessons with you as you go up the staircase. And it's sort of like, if I'm not learning a lesson, and this is sort of part of what I'm going through currently, if you have that thing happen and you don't learn the lesson, and then you have that thing happen again, it's like louder, and then you don't learn the lesson, and then you have it happen again, it gets even louder the next time. You know, it's like it gets harder and louder sometimes, seemingly, at least for Kimberly, it gets, you know, harder and louder. And I, you know, once I've learned the lesson, once I surrender and let go and, you know, shift from victim consciousness to a higher consciousness and have a spiritual breakthrough. Sometimes I have a spiritual breakdown and then I have a spiritual breakthrough. But, you know, really like having that spiritual breakthrough, I have a feeling anyone listening to Transformational Talk Radio want to move forward in their lives and are looking for more spiritual breakthroughs. And once you've had that spiritual breakthrough, then you get to take those lessons with you. And for some of them, I have not had to repeat that again because I hit a hard enough bottom. And, you know, remembering on that spiral staircase that it might be happening again and it feels like you're going back down and yet you're way higher up in your consciousness with it. So you're responding to everything completely differently than you did before. And I had a friend that used to call that do-overs. I get to do a do-over now. I get to do it differently now. It's almost like I'm in the midst of something, you know, really, really difficult. And as I'm sharing with you all and they're channeling these messages in, they're giving me a message that I'm actually making amends by taking 100% responsibility, by not getting anyone to bail me out, and by really shifting spiritually. And I'm having lessons and spiritual awakenings. And as painful as they can be at times, it's also like the perfect opportunity to wake up. And that's the other thing that Mandy Morris talked about in this last workshop that I did with her, was that, you know, we have this ceiling, we also have our bottom, you know. So in our basement, we have the ceiling and our bottom. And it's sort of like, well, how low do you want your bottom to be? You know? And I'm so grateful that she was teaching this, because I really looked at what kind of bottoms have I had to hit in order to have my spiritual awakenings. Well, in my first bottom, I had to be batting zero in every area of my life. I was homeless, living in my parents' basement. I was fighting with my mom all the time. My cats had fleas and worms, and I was broke, and I was broken is what I call it. And I was having great difficulty not engaging in the really self-destructive behaviors that I had been engaging in. And I was desperate enough to finally, you know, ask for help. And the help I received was to, you know, get a higher power, you know, get a relationship with some type of God of my understanding, and to start praying and to start, you know, doing some spiritual work. And the spiritual work was, you know, part like taking actions you don't want to take, which I've been doing recently. And it's, you know, so face don't avoid, right? Fear says F everything and run. And, you know, recovery says face everything and recover, face everything and get better. Have that spiritual awakening. You know, fear is false evidence appearing real anyway. So that was that one huge bottom that I had. I know I have broken through my upper limit many times over the years where I've been able to break through that ceiling and really like shift my life and start to live it differently, especially when I started practicing gratitude and appreciation, and I started doing on purpose things to raise my vibration, and I started connecting with my spirit guides and following intuition and all of those type of things. So I am going to take a quick break and come back to talking about this, you know, in terms of being human and definitely, oh, we're at the end of the show. I forgot. my producer's reminding me. So let me wrap this up. I wasn't watching my upper clock. So the wrap up on this is push past that upper limit ceiling, you know, push that bottom down, and definitely remember that you are spirit having a human experience. So remember, love is not a verb. It's a state of being. It's an energy we can tap into, a level of consciousness we can move into. Join me every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio for sharing love and light, vibration and consciousness on the planet. See you soon. Thanks for tuning in to the Sharing Love and Light Show, Vibration and Consciousness on the Planet, with me, Kimberly Barrett. Remember, love is not a verb, it is a state of mind. You've spent the last hour experiencing love and light and tapping into the quantum energy that already exists in you. But the journey doesn't stop here. Tune in every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio, as we continue exploring the energetic shifts happening in and around us. With love and light, see you next time.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.